The largest economy in Latin America with 220 million people and a $1 trillion GDP is proposing a strategic Bitcoin reserve bill. This country looks like they could be the first central bank to put 5%, five whole smackers of their reserves into Bitcoin. But they're not alone. We've had Poland, Minneapolis, the United States, Morocco, and even China change their on this week alone. The dominoes are falling, and I'm not talking about the pizza company, folks. So is this the time where we're going to see nation states starting to FOMO? It's going into Bitcoin. Well, let's dive into this article here where they're talking about Brazil, the largest country in Latin America, start to dive into a Bitcoin strategic reserve bill. We've had their congressman, Eros Biondi. Oh, look at that. I mean, you can't coach that kind of stuff. Introduce a bill that the deputy is suggesting that 5% of the country's international reserves should be allocated into Bitcoin. It's approved. If it's approved, it's going to position Brazil as a leader in the digital economy and it's called Resbit, Reserva Estratégica Sobre, de Bitcoins, and it's designed to help diversify Brazil's national assets while safeguarding risks. Here's the article from Brazil where it talks about the congressman presenting the bill. And, you know, it's here, the Sovereign Strategic Bitcoin Reserve, also known as Resbit, would just be to diversify the national treasury. So what does all this mean? Brazil, you know, it sounds like it's a big place, you know, but how big is really Brazil? How monumental is this for another Latin American country to come on to Bitcoin? What's absolutely huge, it's the biggest by landmass, as we kind of stated here earlier on, where, you know, we have had 216 million people that live in the country of Brazil. I mean, look at the size of this thing. We've got Mexico, that's fairly big landmass, but nothing compared to the size of Brazil. Brazil is extremely dense, extremely energy dense. And this is showing that all the nation states around the globe are starting to take notice about what Bitcoin strategic reserves bills can do to help the future of their country. I don't think it's a coincidence at all that, you know, we had El Salvador a couple years ago show massive amounts of success, but Donald Trump got elected to become president of the United States starting January 20th in 2025. And propose a strategic reserve bill for Bitcoin in the United States that we see other nation states starting to FOMO in. I think that this is just the start and that, you know, major events are happening in a single day. We've got my buddy Luke here who loves making fun of the power law bros here. But he's talking about two things that happened in one single day. We had Latin America, the Brazilian country, 2.1 trillion GDP. And China rising Bitcoin after banning it. So it is absolutely huge. And I've even got the bill here. I'm not even going to attempt to try to read it. But, you know, big thing here, I don't speak Portuguese. But, you know, I think I could translate this when it says they want to diversify its strategic reserve of its nation. And, you know, part of the reasoning for that or part of that strategy would include a Bitcoin strategic reserve. So it would be absolutely monumental. More and more nation states are beginning to FOMO into Bitcoin. And when we see this price start to run up here in, you know, maybe potentially in 2025, if Bitcoin really does what all of us here think it's going to do, the doors are going to absolutely pop off. But again, how big is Brazil? Is Brazil a growing country? You know, they've recently had the Olympics and the World Cup. But outside of that, I don't really hear much going on with Brazil. Well, let's dive into their population size. We've seen it's been actively growing here, and it got up to 216 million in 2023. We've seen their GDP even start to see a rapid increase here in these past 4 years. Not quite the peak that it reached in early 2011, it looks like, but you know, we're climbing there. And the big thing about Brazil is it's very energy dense. It's got the Amazon, you know, the Amazon River, massive amounts of forest, you know, a lot of different energy aspects that could be utilized to potentially mine Bitcoin. And that hasn't even been talked about here. So I'm curious to see, you know, is this strategic reserve bill just the start of Brazil's implementing a full-on Bitcoin strategy here going forward, where it would utilize its national resources, including, you know, the oil and gas that it has a lot of access to, as well as the rainforest and all these other, you know, great national or great renewable energy sources, and then, you know, a rapidly growing economy. But relative to the other countries, you know, it is the largest in Latin America. You might be saying, okay, how big is, you know, Latin America? Developing nations. It's not really Europe or the United States just yet, but wait just there. It is the 11th largest economy globally. 11th. That means in top 10 here, just closely. It's the second largest economy in the Americas behind the US. So, I mean, it is, and over the past 10 years, it's grown by 35%. So we have a rapidly growing economy in Brazil, considering putting Bitcoin on the balance sheet and understanding that Bitcoin is something that could drastically help their economy going forward, even though it's even seen a 35% increase. So we're rapidly seeing this increase by not implementing anything, simply just diving into what they do best there at Brazil. And then now on top of that, adding Bitcoin. I mean, how could you not be bullish on what Brazil is doing and on Bitcoin in general? We're seeing a lot of nation states start to FOMO in. I listed off a few at the beginning. You know, we had Poland, a Polish president who I did a live stream on that previously, presidential candidate, consider a Bitcoin strategic reserve. City of Minneapolis, the United States, we have Donnie T, Donald Trump in there talking about it with RFK and his cabinet. We've got Morocco even considering it. And then China changing their stance on Bitcoin. All these nation states are starting to go in. So it has me thinking that 2025 is going to be the year that Bitcoin is going to be a nation state FOMO period, where all of these nation states are looking at what everybody else is doing across the globe and going to start to look to get into a Bitcoin strategic reserve strategy. And on top of that, you know, we have the Giga Chad of them all, who traveled to Brazil secretly to talk about this. And it didn't even really get much publicity. We've got this article where it talked about his secret trip earlier this year in April 14th, 2024. So we had the strategic reserve bill proposed, and here November 26th, in the fruits of Michael Saylor's labor in from April of this year, where he is going to, you know, he went to this web summit, probably talked a lot about the differences between Bitcoin and crypto and why Bitcoin should be used as strategic reserve bill there, and continue to orange pill nation states across the globe. We've got Michael Saylor out there doing, we've got Jan 3 and Samson Mao going out there and doing Satoshi's work as well, going to orange pill all of these nation states to promote the benefits that getting onto a Bitcoin standard can have for these different countries and nation states. I just think it's a matter of time at this point. Like we've seen, you know, I've already named them. El Salvador flipped the script. We've seen Argentina not quite get to a Bitcoin standard, but dollarize and get towards a step of, you know, getting to Bitcoin, a Bitcoin reserve, maybe making Bitcoin legal tender. We've got Maya in Suriname also talking about, you know, turning SRE into SAT, meaning denominating everything in sats in Suriname. And now we got the potential of Brazil allocating 5%. I mean, look at at this interview that Michael Saylor posted, even got, not too long ago in April, he sat down with a bunch of different investors traveling to Brazil. But, you know, as the internet goes, everybody just kind of swept this story under the rug. We had nearly 500,000 people view this tweet and most likely view the view the podcast. So, you know, everything that Michael Saylor laid the groundwork for is now coming to fruition and starting to see some of the fruits of his labor just still with this proposal of this bill. So once this bill gets passed, it can be drastically improve a already rapidly improving economy in Brazil, which we've seen improve by 35%. But the crazy thing about this is I don't think Bitcoin's pricing this in. We're still seeing on this, we still haven't hit that 100K mark. It's the ever elusive mark here where we got 96,000, just under 97,000 Bitcoin. And, you know, what is going on here? Why, with all of this rapid pump, have we not seen us cross that 100K finish line? I mean, I don't understand how we can be so bullish. We see options trading coming out. We've seen nation states now proposing more and more bills. I think it's just a matter of time. And this bull market is definitely going to be something that is way, way different than anything we've seen in the past, because now we have traditional finance with the ability to FOMO into Bitcoin. We've got nation states FOMOing into Bitcoin, as we've seen every single day, more and more nation states coming on board and wanting to build a Bitcoin strategic reserve. More and more bills, continuing to do that. And I apologize, Steen is saying I got some connection issues. So hopefully you guys are getting through to me and you can hear and get all this, but it seems of connection issues. But long story short, all these nation states are starting to FOMO into Bitcoin and really, kind of unlock its true potential here. So with that being said, I think to help unlock the true power of Bitcoin, you need to store your Bitcoin in the most secure way possible, and that's cold storage. You don't need to write your seed phrase on any sort of paper or anything possible. You need to write it or stamp it into a metal punch plate. You can get that today by going to stampseed.com. You can use promo code GREENCANDLE for anything. You could buy a full kit. You can even get one of these cyber plates in order to properly store your Bitcoin seed phrase, where you will never have to worry about losing your seed phrase or losing your Bitcoin. And if you're a little bit worried about what you can do to store it, if the self-storage aspect seems a little bit daunting, I've partnered with the Bitcoin Way to help get you guys a free 30-minute bitcoinway.com/greencandle here. And then you can pull up any single day of the week here and schedule yourself an appointment, depending on what time you're in. I'm in now, so you can either go super early in the morning. They've even got afternoon slots. They got people working around the clock. So you can properly store or properly safeguard, get a Plan B passport, everything along those lines. So visit the boys at Bitcoin Way. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the absolute change of a cycle here. We're seeing nation states start to FOMO into Bitcoin. We're seeing Bitcoin hitting an all-time high pre-halving, and we're seeing traditional finance being able to FOMO and options volumes that we've never seen before. I don't know about you guys, but I am ever so bullish here. So I think that the flywheel effect, as my buddy Pooed in the Cereal is saying here, I do enjoy that name, but it's starting to rotate. And I think it's starting to gain momentum as Pooed in the Cereal is describing here. So buckle up, folks, because I think in for an absolute pop off the top here. And I couldn't be ever more excited to be in this Bitcoin space. So smash that like button, hit the subscribe button, and I'll be doing live streams with you. So come in, join the chat, and tell a friend to tell a friend. See you all at the next one.